95.5 KLOS, Southern California's...
Boo!
Rock station. What's happening?
Boo!
Why are you booing?
You went to the game last night, the Dodgers game.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they were shut out.
I mean, they lost,
boo!
If that's what you're saying. Hold on. Hold up.
Because you were there.
You think it's my curse?
Yes!
First of all, I don't believe in
boo!
That.
Boo! Neither do I. Boo! But it's fun to boo.
Second of all, we spent most of the night booing, which was quite fun. Quite fun.
Shoving Dodger dogs in your
dogs,
mouth.
Yeah.
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 But
you
also
have to
booing
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of booing going on. I have a quick story to tell you because it's one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had.
Oh, nice.
At the gym on the treadmill,
mm-hmm.
There was an empty treadmill to my right, and then a woman had to be 85.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Two over, and she was on the treadmill. And I noticed, like, she was looking at me.
Oh, nice.
Right? You have sex music?
Yeah.
No, and I just thought, okay, that's weird. And then I noticed that she was still looking at me.
Right.
And eventually I was like,
all right.
She's staring right at me. This is odd. And it's been going on for a long time, so maybe I should say something.
Sure.
There you go. Yeah. So I said,
what a Gladys one.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm taking my medicine, calling my grandchildren.
No, I said, hey, how are you? Like, I didn't know what to say because she was just staring at me.
Right.
And she said, fine, you remind me of my son when he was younger.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, you can't have that porn music now, then.
Right. And I was kind of stuck because what do I say now? Oh, okay.
Maybe, no, I don't.
Maybe don't stare then.
Yeah. Would your son like it?
So I was trying to go through my communication skills, which are bad. And I was just trying to come up with anything to say.
Oh,
and so I said, is that good?
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Because
take.
It was her son.
Sure. You would assume maybe it'll be good.
And she,
oh, no.
She started laughing. And she said, not really.
Oh, my God.
And she started laughing, and I laughed, and I put my headphones back on and just went about our way.
At least she was honest.
Not really.
Like, you know, not really.
It was great. Hey, I remind you of somebody who's caused you a lot of pain. Great. Very happy about
That's awesome.
All right. Coming up on today's Kevin and Sluggo show, there's a new police robot dog.
Oh, no.
Yes. One of those from
Battlestar Galactica?
No, no. Okay. Whatever that company is where they teach him to dance and walk upstairs and all
freaky,
that stuff.
Freaky.
Yeah. It drives me crazy.
I haven't seen this.
There's a preacher who's protesting Rupert Murdoch and his stance against climate change.
Oh, he doesn't like Rupert Holmes either, I'll bet.
And the preacher sewed his mouth shut.
That's the best thing a lot of them could ever do.
That really seemed rough.
Yeah, good for him.
We'll talk about the Dodger game last night.
Mm-hmm.
And is
Boo!
There a curse?
Boo!
Boo! Indeed. We found out yesterday having COVID reduces intelligence.
Oh, my God. And you only got it twice.
And so. I got it twice.
No
so
big
what is,
deal.
What does that say?
Yeah, we should probably have you put you through some paces and see, like...
I'm always
do an IQ test on the air.
I'm always willing to go through, have an IQ test on
who
the
isn't?
Air.
Yeah.
Who isn't? And is your musical taste important for a relationship?
Wow. I'd right out the gate say absolutely.
That's what I would say, too.
But we're insanely into music. I don't know. Most people probably not like you and I.
But there has to be couples where he likes
country
metal. Well, country. Yeah. Metal
classical
and she likes whatever BTS or whatever that is. So it certainly seems like that it's an important thing for sure.
Yep. And maybe people getting through that. Now I'd like to hear how you got over his addiction to country music.
Oh, I just deleted all of his country music. It's pretty sweet.
Told him he did it.
Today on 95.5 KLOS. Not really, she said. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't love these robots that are being built.
They're so weird to watch.
They're freaky looking. They got four legs. They're teaching them to go up and down stairs.
Yep.
And they're teaching them to dance.
Yep.
They understand that these robots are going to be our overlords very soon.
They're bringing it to pass sooner
Stop
than
teaching them things.
And, you know, I think the weirdest thing, and it's what's going to make them want to take over, is how they show that they can get back up on their feet. They'll go over and kick over a dog robot that's walking. Just kick him.
Yep.
Like, you can't do that to a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can kick a robot dog, and it's like going, all right, I'm telling the mothership about this one. You know?
That's my point. Let's stop teaching them stuff. They're going to learn quick enough.
Yep.
I, for one, welcome our overlords. This is a look at the NYPD's new robot dog.
Oh, no.
It's called Digidog.
Digidog.
Listen to this.
And we're getting a look at the NYPD's newest crime-fighting tool, a robotic dog. This dog, it can be sent to dangerous situations and help protect officers.
There's a new dog in town, and NYPD canine Archer isn't quite sure what to make of it.
All right. Clearly related to Jenny.
She's... There's a new dog in town. They show a police dog.
Right.
And then the robot dog.
Oh, man.
And the police dog's confused by the robot.
Yeah. Poor
That's
dog.
How they do that.
Look, man, this is my job.
Right.
What the hell?
This dog is going to save lives. It's going to protect people. It's going to protect officers. And that's our goal.
See, I love that accent. This dog here, he's going to protect lives.
Drives me out of my mind.
Best accent on the planet.
Oh, my God. I want to punch the guy.
Yeah. He'll punch you back. Hey, I'll meet you down by the docks, man.
The robot will step in and punch me for him.
Your move, creep.
Its name is Digidog, weighing 70 pounds. It's able to run about 3.5 miles per hour.
Wow.
But that's not all. Check this out. We got an exclusive look at what this futuristic four-legged being can do. Yes, it goes upstairs.
It's climbing upstairs.
Oh,
probably 14, 15 stairs.
Ooh.
Just walking up
bloop,
them.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Wow.
Stop it.
It is covered with cameras and lights.
Oh, funky.
Yep.
Which allows police to get a real-time look at things.
We can send it into complete darkness, and we get an idea of what's going on inside.
There it is. It was yellow at the time. In Brooklyn in October, a shooting suspect had barricaded himself in a home. Then in Queens, Digidog was back at it at this tense scene where two armed men were holding five hostages in a home.
I mean, this is 2021. I guess back in the 80s, you'd think, well, of course there's...
I think this is a great idea for keeping people out of the line of fire.
Right.
For that.
Right.
But let's stop teaching them everything.
The suspects had a request.
People wanted food, so we strapped food onto it, sent it into the location.
Digidog is also capable of two-way communication. If an officer needs to talk with the suspect, he or she can. Watch this. Hello, are you there?
Yes, this is the NYPD.
In January, an arm's coming out, so it'll be able to open doors and move objects.
Oh, no!
Wow.
I don't want it opening doors and moving objects.
Right? Once it gets away from you, once it figures out, hey, this job sucks, and I'm creating for better things. Yeah.
Officers are hoping to add more, convince Digidog has a bright future here.
And then this headline came out the next day. Creepy robot dog loses job with New York Police Department. After a public outcry, a robot dog once hailed by the New York Police Department as a high-tech crime-fighting sidekick is getting sent back to its owner.
Why? What happened?
The police canceled the $94,000 contract with the robot's maker, Boston Dynamics. A lot of people were saying, at a time when we want to cut costs for the police,
right.
This isn't necessarily
building robots.
And they had so much backlash that they just sent it back.
Wow. All right, here's your dog. You know, it's like taking your dog back to the pound. That's messed up.
It's not cool.
No, it was free. It was out in the real world.
That dog's going to have an arm soon. It means it can get in your house.
Man, I don't love it. Your move, creep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. If you want a VIP experience at the first rock show back at the Forum. With the Black Crows and Dirty Honey.
Woo!
We're going to give you a chance. You have to be a Black Crows fan to win. We'll ask you a question coming up a little bit later on this hour. And you can also get general tickets at Ticketmaster, but there aren't very many left, so get them quickly.
Parents should have bought the Encyclopedias when that guy came door-to-door years ago.
That's what I heard.
Be in on it.
This is easy to say, so I don't think we'll have a problem with it.
Liar.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, the Encyclopedia.
Wow, well done.
How about that?
We're halfway through the week, we're finally getting it down.
We are going to ask you a trivia question. If you win, you could win tickets to the show, and you could qualify for a whole bunch of really cool stuff.
That's awesome.
So call right now, 818-955-KLOS. We'll start with caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
And you might be seeing these guys, too, if you win. It is Dirty Honey.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, who's this?
Shane,
you're caller 13.
Bing. All right.
Are you ready for your question for the Encyclopedia?
I didn't even hear what the challenge was, so I'm ready.
We haven't even said it yet. I'm going to ask you a question right now, and then you can give us the answer. There is a hidden track on the original Shake Your Money Maker album. Name it. there's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album.
Not ringing a bell. Can't do it.
What if it was not ringing a bell, can't do it? What if
that was... Oh, my God, that would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Damn. All right, oh, well, sorry, you, man. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Susie.
Susie, we have a little question for you to get in to see Black Crowes and Dirty Honey, possibly. Are you ready?
That's wonderful. Yes.
All right, there is a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. Name it.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't had that album.
Whatever you do, don't Google it now.
No, nobody does that.
No.
Anymore. Oh, my gosh.
How many people are on the line?
47.
Yeah, that's right. I got a team over here. Oh, my gosh. Hidden track. Oh, my God. And I listened to that album, like, I wore it out. Yeah. Well, I wore the tape out, DVD.
It's a title. Title of the hidden track.
Title of the hidden track. That is terrifying.
My goodness, you're the slowest Googlers I've ever run into in my life.
I'm not Googling it.
Well, you should be. Okay.
Yeah, you should have been.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, we got a little Christian for you. A little Christian, a little black.
A question is what he means.
Yeah, that.
If you can answer this question, you will win. You ready?
Yep.
There's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. What is the name of it?
Oh, I don't know.
Wow, we've not had this much trouble.
There's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. What is that name?
I don't know.
Damn it.
Well, thanks for the good try.
Oh, well, screw it. Caller 13, the first person that can tell us, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
But you have to get it right.
Yeah, you have to get it right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. People have had time now to look up the answer.
Yeah, we don't need to.
So we should only need one call. KLOS, who's this?
It's Shane again.
Wow, that's awesome. Well done, Shane again.
There is a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. What's the name of it?
Give me one, Jack.
Oh, my God, Shane!
You had time to look it up!
What is your problem?
Son of a bitch!
You better get it right.
Hold up.
Dude, you had time to...
We're gonna get it.
Up.
We're gonna get it.
You had...
Oh, my God.
You had, like, 10 minutes to look it up.
Strutting Blues.
No.
Shame.
Hang up on yourself.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
There's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. What's the name of it?
Wait a minute.
Nope, that's not the name of it.
What's happening?
I can't believe you answered. Charming Man?
What?
Huh?
Charming Man?
No.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, my God.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
There's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. Name it.
Black Veiled Bride.
What'd you say?
Black Veiled Bride? Is that it? Am I wrong?
I believe you're wrong.
Oh, I believe so, too.
Sorry.
This is unbelievable.
KLOS, hi.
Hi.
There's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. What's the name of it? What's the name?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, I didn't know I was on there. It's called, is it Untitled? Bonus track? That's the name of it?
No.
No.
It has a name. That's why we're asking for the name. I don't know what to do.
You know, this country is doomed.
I don't know what to do.
One last one. Last try.
All right.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Stetson.
All right, Stefan, there's a hidden track on the original Shake Your Moneymaker album. Name it.
I'm going to be hearing that sort of question in my sleep tonight.
Same.
Hidden track, Live Too Fast, Blues, Mercy Sweet Mo.
Yes! Hell yeah!
Our 30th caller got it right.
Now you are talking.
Tell him what he won, Sluggo.
Yeah, pre-show meet and greet with the Crowes.
No, that's the grand prize.
Oh, that's the grand prize. If you're in it now, you're in the drawing for a VIP early entry and premium reserve tickets for Dirty Honey and VIP side stage for the Crowes set. Plus, tickets.
You got two tickets to see Black Crowes in concert on August 19th at the Forum.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Oh, that took the life right out of me.
No kidding.
That whole process.
Cow, I need another week off. You know, all of that makes me suddenly think we should start a new contest. I'm just now thinking this.
Okay.
Of you have to Google something. The first person, you know, see how fast you can Google something.
I mean, I thought that's what we were doing.
I know. We were like, you know, you got like 30 seconds to answer this.
So bizarre.
Yeah, that was
out. I don't hate it.
No.
Just
I don't
to
know.
Say, hey, people, Google.
Google. Learn to do it fast.
You type in G-O-O-G-L-E.
Look up some prawn.
All right, last night I went to a Dodger game.
Right.
I'm not a huge baseball fan because it can be pretty slow. But last night was the first time that fans were back in the stadium with the Houston Astros. And the Houston Astros are the team that stole their way to a championship.
So everybody there up at Dodger Stadium was mighty friendly to them, I should think.
Yeah, exactly. That's night. Exactly how it worked. Yeah. They used a video camera to record the catcher's signals. They would watch the feed just behind the dugout. And then they would take a trash can and bang on it to let the batter know what the pitch was going to be.
I'm still saying that this was a Bad News Bears movie, everybody would be cheering for him. Oh, yeah, look, they're cheating.
Right.
That's cool.
Sure.
That's the way they're going to win.
But the writers of that movie would say, no, it's too stupid banging on a trash can. Let's come up with a better way.
Well, truth is always weirder than fiction.
So that's how they did it. And there were a couple of players that would get booed mercilessly every time they came
out. Last night,
just
yeah.
They ran out to warm up.
By you.
Just, we would boo. And I don't know if you've heard it, the entire stadium boo. It's a beautiful sound.
It is a great sound. You should have recorded that. We could use it. Like, we could have been using it just now.
Think about that.
Next time you go.
Oh.
Next year, when you go to another
baseball
game.
So the question is, can I go again? But first, I do want to give props to the guys and girls in left field and right field. Because they had inflatable trash cans. And they would start knocking them around the section and knocking them around.
That's funny.
And then when the Astros were in the field, somebody would knock it onto the field.
Oh, that's
funny. The game had to pause. Somebody ran out, grabbed the trash can, and ran back off.
Oh, that's funny.
Then left field did it. Then right field did it again. Then left field. It was about 11 or 12 trash cans.
Wow.
Which was awesome.
Well, you know, if you're gonna get it thrown back at you, that's a perfect way.
So
that is
great.
Beautiful. That's clever.
I had such a good time.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they lost. Yeah, so they lost.
Shut out.
Was it because of me?
My friend, we go gambling with all the time.
Yes.
She is convinced, but she pretends she isn't. But she's convinced that when we walk up to her, if she's winning, we're the reason she starts losing. Like she, and then if she's like, no, I don't really
But
need
what
it.
If she starts winning more?
When she never does. She actually never does.
Maybe it is you.
Kinda, yeah, right? So I don't know. I don't think I believe it, but on the other hand, I don't know.
There are a lot of people who have sports superstitions.
Big time.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to take phone calls on how many people can ruin. Is it possible one person can ruin a game?
Is it possible Kevin ruined the game last night?
I mean, in my mind, it's not possible.
No, I agree.
I don't believe in the curse.
Although, if there's going to be a curse, it might be around you, my friend.
Well, that's possible.
That's possible.
That is possible.
If anybody on the earth.
I had a great time. There were a lot of cool people around me.
Right.
And we were high-fiving and having a great time.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
The Brad Williams comedian was with us, and we were drinking some beers and just having a great time.
So it makes you start to really appreciate what we had before everything fell to pieces.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That is part of it, that you're with a big crowd that you haven't been with for a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
And it really was felt great to be out again and to be amongst people that were celebrating and having fun.
Yep.
Having said that, the Dodgers lost 3-0.
Wow.
So that wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
So sports superstitions, what's yours?
Yeah.
Is it possible that one person showing up to a game could ruin it?
Could tank the whole team?
Is it possible somebody that was watching the game at home wasn't wearing their lucky hat whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not taking all the blame. I'll tell you that right now. So sports superstitions at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
We are the champions. Offer void if Kevin is in the crowd.
How dare you? I feel like I helped. It could have been worse.
Ah, maybe.
KLOS, you have a sports superstition?
Yeah, I have a sports superstition.
All right, what is it?
Aside from 2020, the superstition is if the Dodgers do really good, they like climb the ladder. Mm-hmm. Once they get to the top, they have to jump off and break their ankles.
Okay, so you think that it's self-sabotage?
It is self-sabotage 100%.
And Kevin had absolutely nothing to do with it yesterday.
Not this time.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm free.
Hello, KLOS. Do you have a sports superstition?
Hey, dude, I watched the Rams game. I'm a Rams fan. I'm the only Rams fan right now, dude. But if they're winning, I cannot watch the game. Because if I watch the game, they freaking lose, dude.
Wow.
Don't you think that's a lot of pressure on your shoulders?
Hell yeah, it is, dude. I love my team, so you know what?
All right, but
I can't even watch the games, dude. I'm like, that pisses me off because I want to watch them. But when I do watch them, we end up freaking losing.
So you think it's possible that Kevin actually tanked the game yesterday?
Hey,
by being
take
there?
It easy.
I'm just thinking.
You slow down. What have you ever watched a game that they won?
No. Never watched a complete game.
Wow.
I have to watch it. I got to, you know, Google it up on the internet, or I got to wait until like 10 o'clock at night on the news.
Wow. You really fully believe that?
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
You crazy.
818-955-KLOS. Sports Superstition.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about sports curses or sports superstitions. You have one?
I do. You're not supposed to speak about a no-hitter when the game's being played.
I think that's one of the big ones in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If somebody's pitching a no-hitter, no one talk about it.
Mm.
Right?
No one. Not anyone in the house, not anyone in the street, the neighborhood, nobody. And then if you really, really want things to happen, you've got to wear the rally hat. You have to flip the hat backwards, upside down.
All right.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
That guy believes that.
Yeah.
And I love him for it.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Sports superstitions?
I'm calling to complain, actually.
Okay, call back. Hi, KLOS, sports superstitions?
I get hung up on when I call.
I know, me too.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi. Sports superstitions?
Hi. Superstitions. So I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and last year we went 11-0. So I had the same Steelers shirt for every game. I watched every game, and I had the same shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was sitting on the couch in a certain position, I would not get up until the game was over.
Wow.
I know a person like that, too, who would watch John Frost, who would watch a sport, and if they scored, he would stay in the same position he was sitting in.
Wow.
Not just sit on the couch, but he would freeze in whatever position he was
in. You two need to get together.
Did you ever wash that shirt?
No, I did. I did wash the shirt.
Okay, just checking.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, sports superstition?
Yes. So I used to coach, and I would have to wear the same jersey, the same hat, the same shorts, and same cleats. And one time, so we were, like, undefeated. And when I changed it up one time, we lost.
Wow.
After that, I didn't change it back. I didn't change anything, and we went undefeated the rest of the way.
Wow. I have a qualifying question for you.
Yeah,
it's a serious question.
Like Columbo, follow-up question. Yeah.
Do you know that's crazy? No, really.
It's crazy. No, it's not crazy if it actually works.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
I mean, that's tough to argue. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Someone took you out to the ball game last night.
We had a good time. There were three people and myself, and it was really fun.
So were you doing the whole betting thing you like to do?
We didn't even gamble.
Oh, my God. You didn't even gamble.
Wow, no.
Just to be there was enough.
It turns out there's
stuff
to drink. But we are talking about sports superstitions, and one guy called earlier said he's a Rams fan, and he's never watched a game when the Rams won, ever.
Because he's afraid they will lose if he continues watching.
Yes.
That's really intense, man.
Which is a bizarre thing.
He has to go and find out if they won later in the evening.
You have a sports superstition?
Number one, if we could get a hold of that Rams fan, we could make a lot of money.
Okay.
Just saying. I always have to wear my Kansas City Chiefs sock, or else I think that we're going to lose, but sometimes we don't. And then, but if, man, Kevin, if you want season tickets to those Dodgers, man, go Cardinals, man.
You're so funny. I'm not accepting your blame. Sorry.
Thanks for calling,
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, bud. How you guys doing?
We are good. You have sports superstitions?
Yeah, I do. I don't think you should take 12 to 16 trash cans to a home game. Against a team you're accused of cheating on. Oh, my goodness. Dodgers laid a golden egg last night.
All right, take it easy.
Yeah, thanks for calling. He's enjoying himself today.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Talking about sports superstitions.
Yeah, I do know there's a famous sports superstition curse, and that happened with the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
So, you know, back in the 40s, there was a man who brought his pet goat to a baseball game during a championship game in 1946, and because the goat was so smelly, they forced him to get the goat out of the park. So, and that owner was like, damn, Cubs, they ain't gonna win no more. And sure enough, they lost the series, and for 71 years until 2016, they'd never been to the World Series ever again.
Was the goat back in what was it?
That'd be an old goat by then.
Yeah.
I'm an old goat. That'd be a really old goat.
Billy goat.
A Billy goat. Curse of the Billy goat.
Yep.
All right, that's even crazier.
Yep, that's definitely crazy. Okay, good. Right.
Wait, all but right. Do you believe it's possibly true at all?
Yeah, it was true.
It's not true.
It is true.
Not true. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's an article from WebMD. Infection from COVID-19 may have a substantial negative effect on intelligence.
Oh, man. Well, that's good news for people who've had it twice, right, young Kevin?
According to a new large-scale study from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Researchers analyzed data from 81,000 people. And they took a test. They said those who had previously had coronavirus found it harder to complete tasks related to reasoning, problem solving, and spatial planning, the author said.
Well, then when you had it, you had a massive fever, 104 degrees.
Right.
You had fever dreams. I can see where it damaged your tiny little cranium.
I didn't have much brain to start with.
Pink matter.
This is not the greatest news for me.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky, man.
But if you have it once, it hurts your intelligence. If you have it twice, I think it just bounces right back.
Oh, of course.
Maybe higher.
Yes.
I'm not positive.
That explains a lot.
Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We have Dr. Blake McNamara on the phone. Hello, doctor.
Good morning. Good afternoon. What time is it there?
It's about 5 in the afternoon.
Holy crap, I overslept. All right.
Are you aware of this study? Yeah, are you aware of this study?
Yeah. Yes, I've been in contact with my associates there in the UK, mm-hmm. and we have found also here in the United States a similar set of circumstances for folks who have had serious COVID infection. It has indeed diminished intelligence to a certain degree, some more than others, but to some degree, everyone seems to be suffering from it a bit.
But what percentage would you say? I mean, is it 1%? Is it 10%?
Well, you've only had it the one time, so I don't think it's too much of a concern.
I mean, I had it twice.
Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Oh, crap.
You're not supposed to say, oh, crap. You're a doctor.
I'm a modern doctor.
Call me by surprise.
I had it twice.
Twice, really?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. I had it in March of 2020, and then I had it this past Christmas.
Oh, well, I have some tests. I have a test here. I've got some questions.
Cool, yes.
I could ask.
Okay, let's see how I'm affected. All right.
And let's gauge it. These are general information questions taken from grade school level intelligence test.
Is there anything lower than that maybe he could take? Preschool?
Kindergarten?
We'll start with the fifth grade. We'll start with the fifth grade and see how we go.
All right.
How many holes are in a British bowling ball?
Three?
Yeah, that is three. All bowling balls are the same.
Well, you're doing really well.
Woo-hoo!
I passed. Thanks, good. Doctor. I should tell you, he was counting on his fingers. It was sort of weird.
Why do you watch soccer in Spanish?
Kevin?
Two reasons.
That's not on the test. I was just curious.
Two reasons. Sometimes it's the only channel that's carrying it, and sometimes the announcers are better than the American announcers.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Okay. All right.
And since you had COVID, you're not able to suddenly understand it?
Hold up. That wasn't part of the test.
No, that was just my own personal curiosity.
Okay. All right.
Let's go right to third grade. Let's really test some things here. What's hotter, a flame or a pancake?
A flame or a pancake? A flame.
Yeah. Answer is flame. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Would you like to telephone
like to
a friend?
Call a friend.
Yeah.
Well, of course it's a flame, okay, and I'm disturbed that it took you so long to answer, quite
frankly. Let's go lower.
What do you call a baby giraffe?
Cute. Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you call a baby a giraffe?
Hello? You still there?
A giraffe baby.
A giraffe?
Yes.
You call a baby giraffe a giraffe?
Yeah.
No, that'd be a calf.
What?
Giraffes have calves.
Calf, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Missed one.
Uh-oh.
You think you would have known that before
right,
you had COVID?
Let's go down to second grade. Okay. Let's go down to second grade. What color is blood?
The blood is red.
Yeah, okay, good. You got that one.
Woohoo!
What color do the blue men group color their faces?
That's a tough one. That is actually hard.
I'm going to go with blue.
Yeah, you got that.
Well, wow.
I thought maybe the red of the blood would throw you off there for a minute, but. Well, I've got your previous results here from another intelligence test.
Okay.
It looks like you have lost very little in terms of your intelligence. You're right about where you were.
Low, is that right? Very low?
Oh, yeah. It's down there, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Does music taste matter in a relationship?
Well, it certainly does in mine. I mean, there's no way.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Everyone I've ever connected with, and certainly my wife now, we're so much on the same page with music. You know?
For music lovers, having someone by your side who's up for the rave, if you're into that, or getting stuck into the mosh pit, if you're into that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I think it really does have a big part of a relationship.
A lot of them. I mean, so you're a music head. I mean,
yeah.
you know, if someone came along that only liked classical or what's a genre you hate?
Country.
You can't stand country.
Yeah.
So she was like the coolest ever. She's amazing. Or he.
Sure.
And she was a big fan of country.
Right.
Would that really, how much of a dent would that put in, do you think?
A big one.
Really?
I don't think I could learn to love country.
Yeah. She's going to want you to go line.
I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't want you to go line dancing. It's okay. Maybe she's not into the lifestyle. She just likes
this. Listen to this. This is a weird study that was done in 1989. It was a psychological study.
Cool.
They went so far as to claim that being into country music makes people less attractive.
Except to other people who like country music.
And that liking heavy metal rules greatly enhance the appeal of men. Really? I'm very surprised by that and happy.
Yeah.
That's
sounds
really
a little
news.
Skewed to me, but
all right, so
I'm on board. I don't care.
I'm sure there are people who love country music that are fine.
Yeah. I know that's true.
Just that I don't want to know. Okay,
yeah,
so we're going to take your calls. What we want to know is your age.
Right.
Your favorite band.
Right. And where you hide the cash in your house.
And a deal breaker.
Right.
So for me, the deal breaker would be country music.
Right.
So you tell us your age, your favorite band, and a deal breaker,
right.
Meaning it would be really difficult to get past in a relationship.
Right. Right.
818-955-KLOS, your age, your favorite band, and a deal breaker band.
Now, don't say deal breaker band Pearl Jam, because...
818-955-KLOS.
I think I might know someone that applies to, actually, oddly enough.
We were talking about musical tastes and how that affects a relationship. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
All right, we're going to start with your age and then your favorite band.
My age, I'll be 47 in September.
Okay, your favorite band?
Poison.
Okay.
Nice. Yay. Wow. So you're really upset about the stadium tour, huh? When are we going to get that?
I was not expecting that.
I went to their tour in 2017, and I did the meet and greet.
Oh, nice. Oh, right on.
And do you have a deal breaker
band? Yeah, what's the deal breaker band?
The deal breaker for me would be rap. I do not
rap.
Like rap
okay.
at all.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't even think about rap. How weird is that?
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, your age and your favorite band?
25, Grateful Dead.
Nice.
And the deal breaker.
Wow, cool.
What's a relationship deal breaker?
Yeah.
It might be Nirvana.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that. Grateful Dead to Nirvana. So you don't think if someone was a big Nirvana fan, you'd probably be able to get along with them, necessarily.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Nirvana.
All right.
Myself,
right on.
You know? Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell Kurt tonight. I'll
Thank
call
you.
Him up.
He's,
and be like,
he's not.
Oh,
he's not
right.
Here.
I see.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Sluggo. Hey, Kevin.
Hey. What's up, man?
How are you, buddy?
Good.
We're looking for your age and your favorite band.
Age and favorite band.
68 and the Doors.
All right.
Ah, nice.
And a deal breaker for a relationship.
Lying.
What?
Did you say lying?
Lying.
Oh.
Lying.
Okay. I can see that's a deal breaker.
Like if she lied and said she loved the Doors and you found out she didn't, man, done deal, right? Get out.
She lies 1 ounce. Get sick here. Get out,
All
baby.
Right. Take it easy.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Your age, your favorite band,
and the deal breaker band or a genre.
Volbeat.
95.5 KLOS. They were just asking on Instagram the other day your favorite Metallica song. That's an interesting mashup, Volbeat and Metallica. So now we want to know about your favorite band and your least favorite band.
We're talking about musical tastes and how they affect a relationship. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. What's happening? My name is Jared.
Jared, how old? What's your favorite band?
44. Favorite band actually comes down to three genres. So you got metal from Metallica.
Okay.
Then we have punk rock, Bad Religion.
Okay.
Nice.
And then, of course, just the classic rock now. I feel old, but Pearl Jam.
All right.
Cool.
I like your choices. Is there a deal breaker band or type of music?
Not necessarily a deal breaker band. However, if we're in the car together and she puts country over metal, we're done.
Yeah, you can open that door and push her out.
Exactly.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I'm a very young 60.
Okay.
And my favorite band is Led Zeppelin. Nobody beats them.
All right, good. And what is a deal breaker band?
Anything by Miley Cyrus or that type of thing.
That's awesome. Right. No wrecking balls for you, right?
Exactly. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Jeff. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Jeff, what's your age and your favorite band?
50, Bad Brains, bro.
Okay.
Bad Brains.
Nice. And very a deal-breaker cool. band for a relationship.
Wait, let me guess. Barry Manilow.
No, he's actually pretty good.
Man. Yeah, he is. All right. Well, I was just figuring Bad Brains would be the opposite.
What's your deal-breaker?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw two genres out there. Death metal and gangster rap. But if you put them together, it's pretty good.
That would be a hell of a matchup.
That's the most confusing answer I've ever heard.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about musical tastes and relationships. What is your age and your favorite band?
I'm 60. And classic AC/DC.
All right. Right. And what's a deal breaker band for you?
Deal breaker would be mariachi music from Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand mariachi music.
Oh, it doesn't bother me at all.
I really, even in a Mexican restaurant, it just, I'm like, German music is the same thing for me.
Okay.
It flips a switch. Yeah, it just flips a switch. I'm like,
take it easy, sluggo.
Remember I was saying I didn't mind any music? I liked it all. I can't stand it.
This isn't about you.
Oh, good. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes. What is
Mr.
your
Mr. Mosh here?
Hey, what's your age and favorite band?
I'm 59.
Favorite band?
All time favorite is AC/DC, the Bon Scott days.
Okay. What's the deal breaker band?
Country and Western.
Forgot about the and Western. I forgot about that bit.
Thanks for calling,
man. 818-955. KLOS, if you have an opinion on this.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Bruce Springsteen.
Singing.
And Tom Morello on guitar.
Playing with a little help from Eddie Vedder. Dropped out of the blue sky today. That is their cover.
That was released today.
Yeah. So this is kind of what's going to be going on this weekend. JD, starting at 2:00 every afternoon, Saturday and Sunday, is going to play an original song and then a cover. And then people are going to decide whether or not the people who covered it should be stabbed or congratulated.
So it's a weekend called Stabbed or Congratulated.
Yeah. And it's all cover songs this coming weekend. So
I talked to Tom Morello once and he was saying that Bruce Springsteen has had him on stage a bunch.
Oh, really?
At shows.
God, that seems like a weird combination.
He comes out and he plays certain songs.
Wow.
And he said it was the highlight of his life.
Wow. Tom's that big a fan.
Playing with Springsteen.
That is amazing.
So that's a cool cover right there.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
All right, we're talking about musical tastes and whether they affect relationships or not.
You know, there's a time when cover songs would have been an absolute turnoff for me. I hated any time I heard a new version of a song.
Oh, but you've grown up now.
I've come around.
How about that? What is your age and your favorite band? KLOS?
Yeah.
Are you flying a plane?
What?
Are you being sawed in half?
What? Why? Yes. Why the noise?
I don't know. You guys have me at home.
Yeah. That noise is a deal breaker for me. Sorry.
Yeah. Try and jump off the helicopter and call us back.
KLOS, hello.
A deal breaker.
Rolling Stones.
All right. How old are you first?
Well, no, I thought you wanted an aged band. You said you wanted an aged
No, your age and then your favorite band.
Oh, okay, I got a mistake in there.
No.
Sorry about that.
I don't think you really were mistaken,
no,
sir.
He was not.
I think you were horsing around.
Thank you.
So thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yo, what up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Talking about musical tastes and relationships, what is your age and your favorite band?
Well, I'm 40, and...
Baby.
It's kind of tough, but my all-time favorite band, I'm just going to have to go with the band I've seen the most, probably Korn.
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
I've easily seen them 15, 20 times.
Mr. Jonathan Davis and co, they've always put on a hell of a show.
And is there a deal-breaker band for you in a relationship?
I'd have to agree with one of your previous callers. The hip-hop rap in general, like especially these days, it's crap.
All right.
And this is coming from a guy who got dragged to go see Hanson.
So you would actually go see Hanson again rather than like a hardcore rap show?
Oh, like Ariana Grande or Drake or one of these?
I don't know, man, folks.
No. Yeah, yeah. I would go see Hanson any day with these guys.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Mbop is a jam.
Oh. I think Darcy likes that song. KLOS. Our friend Darcy.
Does she?
Yeah, I think she does.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. What's your age and your favorite band?
My age, I am 42 years old, and I have two favorite bands. Right. They are Green Day and Nirvana. I grew up in the 90s.
Excellent. Okay.
And do you have a turn-up music? Yeah, my deal breaker is any stupid reggaeton or reggae music. And for the guy that called and said that Nirvana was his turn-off music, he's got no idea what he's talking about.
Well, that's what I thought, but I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
Nevermind is perhaps the biggest album in the history of
rock
and roll.
I made up my mind that I wasn't going to date him right at that moment.
Oh, he's back on the line. He was hoping to...
I don't see him out there.
He was just here.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, how does he do that? He just vanishes into thin air.
He's a magician.
I guess so. Is that why he always has a wand in his hand?
Yes.
Neat.
That's not a wand.
Greg is up next. He's got a wand for you. I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1959 when Robin Crosby, a wanted man who said that you're in love and eventually went round and round of Rat, was born in La Jolla. It was on this day in rock in 1964 when the Kinks released their single You Really Got Me, which hit number one on the UK charts. And you know that some kid named Eddie here in Los Angeles was like, ooh, man, that's pretty damn cool. It was on this day in rock in 1984 when the Prince album soundtrack for Purple Rain hit number one on the U.S. album charts. Go ahead and take a guess how long it stayed at number one. Have you guessed yet? If you said 22 weeks, go ahead and take the rest of the month off.